Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we have Maria Curtis, a lay Dominican and a retired music educator who lives in Arizona. Her preaching is entitled, Beyond Celebrity Status.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Luke. In the midst of the disciples' amazement at all that Jesus was doing, he said to his disciples, "Pay close attention to what I tell you. The Son of Man must be delivered into the hands of men." They failed, however, to understand this warning. Its meaning was so concealed from them that they did not grasp it at all, and they were afraid to question about the matter. The Gospel of the Lord. On an intellectual level, I know fame is fleeting, and that revering famous people simply because they are famous is not the smartest move in the world. But when I'm in a doctor's waiting room or sitting in the lobby of my car repair shop, I automatically reach for People or Star magazine instead of the National Geographic. The temptation to read about the lives of the rich and famous is just too strong. I think it's human nature to see the grass is greener on the other side. Maybe it's part of our survival instinct to keep dreaming and to reach for something just a little bit more than we have. Or maybe it's just blatant voyeurism, peeking into the lives of others that we will never meet, much less get to know. We see the famous with a kind of tunnel vision. They are always in the limelight, and when we get a glimpse of them in their ordinary status, we don't want to believe it. In today's gospel, I think the disciples were in that kind of tunnel vision about our Lord. He was famous. He worked miracles. They lived with him day by day, but he was always a little beyond their understanding. Actually, they were probably content to let him be that way. If they got too close, they would have to see a truth that they really weren't ready for. Because his truth was a revelation of the one true God, that he loved them so much that he was there with them in human form. How do you wrap your mind around that revelation? They were amazed by all he did. They were seeing him through tunnel vision of celebrity status. Maybe if they had just kept hanging around his circle, some of the celebrity status would run off on them too. Maybe they could ride on the tails of his fame and share in his glory. And then in the midst of all this amazement, he drops a bombshell. Pay close attention. The Son of Man must be delivered into the hands of men. Was this the beginning of the end? Would all the perks of being famous be over? And so they were afraid. Afraid to ask what he meant. What sort of changes were coming? I wonder if we do the same to our Lord sometimes. Are we amazed at his mercy and grace, but afraid to ask, what's next? What must I do now, Lord? The disciples were afraid to ask what Jesus meant about the Son of Man being delivered into the hands of men. Aren't they sure that they were maybe a little afraid that he would be taken away from them? And what were the consequences of that would follow? Were they fearful that it meant the mission would fall to them and they would have to take up more responsibilities? I'm beginning to see a parallel here to our lives and the lives of the disciples. If we acknowledge the amazement and wonder we see in our Lord's gift, then we must move past the celebrity status and take up the responsibility of our blessing. Not only receive the grace, but receive the pain of the cross, the day-to-day work that isn't quite finished. Since I've retired, I feel like I'm on a treadmill to nowhere. I go through my daily life taking care of my family and helping at church, but maybe I've been afraid to ask the Lord, what else does he want from me? There is still so much work left to do to spread his word and his hope. Maybe you're not retired and it's all you can do to go to work each day and live the day-to-day struggles. Maybe our Lord is calling you to find your joy in that. But whatever our state is, we must not be afraid to ask. We may be surprised with the answer that our Lord gives us and find a new joy in spreading the kingdom in a way we hadn't imagined before. I'm pretty sure the disciples could not have imagined the resurrection. Jesus' celebrity status only went so far in their minds. But Jesus was not in it for fame or celebrity status. He was about a reality so much more than that. The reality of a loving eternal Father who gave his Son to us so that we could share an eternal life. And to learn from the disciples' shortcomings, we must not be afraid to ask, what comes after the Son of Man is handed over? Because we are privileged to already know it's the resurrection and eternal life. And that is the joy of the gospel that we are called to share. Thank you.